B-Pod Studios.
95.1, Mamie, Roy, and Lorette.
I have peed in a pool.
That's us. You would hate working with us.
It was somebody really hot, and you're like, I can't give it up. This, like, on day one, you wear the most awful pair of panties.
Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, Lorette.
Good morning.
No Roy. He's still on vacation today. He posted a picture yesterday of him at a restaurant. He said he was super excited because it was the same restaurant where President Obama and Chrissy Teigen had eaten at one point.
Yeah, I saw that.
The excitement through the roof. Yeah, good for him. And he looked like he was having fun. It looked like Sterling had dressed him for sure.
Yes.
He had circle glasses on, i.e. like Daniel... Is it? No, David Levy.
Okay.
Eugene Levy's son. Yeah. David Levy has those circle glasses. Eugene Levy wears them, too. He was wearing those, and he had nice brown shoes on. And I looked at him, and I immediately thought, boy, Sterling dressed him nice. What's going on in your world today, Lorette? It is Wednesday, August 4th.
Yeah.
2021.
I got it. So what's going on in my life is a couple weeks ago, I shared with you guys that Cash got bit all over his body by what I thought at the time was either a red ant or a mosquito.
Right.
And I was really annoyed with him, with Cash, that he didn't tell me that an ant was biting him. And I was like, baby, you got to tell me. Like, if something's hurting you, you have to tell me.
Yeah, I got bit by an ant on my toe. I remember specifically I was in my garage barefoot and I thought I stepped on like glass.
Right. It hurts.
It like hurts that way. Yeah.
Well, I was out in the yard over the weekend, and now I have all of the same bites that Cash did.
Well, why didn't you tell Cash about them?
And I didn't feel them at the time that I got them. Like, the next day, I was like, dang, I'm really itchy. And, like, not, like, kind of itchy like you would be with a mosquito bite. Insanely itchy. Like, these were way itchier.
That's how ant bites are.
Than a normal bite. Right. But then I do some research, and I find out that they're oak leaf mites.
Oak leaf mites.
Yes. So I have a ton of oak trees in my backyard. And now it all makes sense because I couldn't figure out where Cash was getting them because we took them to like an off-leash dog park at some point when he had them. And then I was like, well, maybe they're fleas. But I mean, like we've checked for bed bugs, like everything. And oak leaf mites are actually a thing. And I guess they fall off the trees. And if they land on your body, you can't see them to the eye. And they just chew the bejesus out of you, and then they are insanely itchy.
And apparently, it says with cicadas gone, the mystery bug bites around, well, this says the DC region, are from something called oak mite bites.
Yes.
Oak mite bugs. They're tiny.
Yeah. And that's why we didn't see or feel them.
Oh, so that's what you think attacked you.
Yes.
Okay.
So now I'm like, obviously, I got to call Cardinal and be like, hey, how do I get rid of oak mite bites or oak mites in my backyard?
Call our friends at Cardinal Environmental Solution. Plug Bell, please, Lorette.
Mm-hmm.
Because here, the only story I'm seeing is that they're in the D.C. area.
I know, but then if you just Google
ask them.
Oak leaf mites, then it tells you like how to get rid of them and what they are and everything else. It doesn't say where they're specific to. But we had cicadas here all summer, too.
Yeah, right. So. Yeah, okay. So that's the bite.
That's what I think it is.
Okay.
And now I want to burn my whole backyard down.
Of course. oak trees be damned.
Yeah.
Bye. I'm trying to think of the one thing I was going to tell you today. I had it in my head, and then now it's escaped me.
Sorry, I was long-winded.
No. It's okay. I wanted to see about the... Oh, I know what it was. While you were dealing with the oak mite bites, one of my favorite characters from SNL years ago, one of my favorite casts was from like the late 80s, early 90s. It was like Dennis Miller, Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman, Victoria Jackson. What a great cast that was. John Lovitz. And so I became a huge Dana Carvey fan. I think his impressions are awesome. I think his stand-up comedy is awesome. You know Dana Carvey. He does the cat joke that I love so much.
Yeah. The piano.
The piano cat.
Meow, 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 yeah.
Remember when the cat would wander around the piano at night and scare the out of the entire family? Middle of the night, you hear like, who is it? Well, it's just boots. It's okay, it's just boots. Half hour later, you hear something like,
meow. So stupid. So I love the Dana Carvey. Well, there was something in 1996. He left SNL, and it was called the Dana Carvey Show, and it failed miserably. And I always wondered why it was so bad. Then I found a documentary, and that's what I watched yesterday. That was my rabbit hole on Hulu. They have a documentary. But listen to the group of people that worked on the Dana Carvey Show. Robert Smigel, who does the voice of Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, who at any good skit on SNL back in the 90s up to the early 2000s, Robert wrote.
Okay.
So he's good.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Carell starred in it. Stephen Colbert starred in it before they were anything.
Wow.
Obviously, Dana Carvey was in it. Louis C.K. was part of it.
Wow.
I mean, there were so many people that were part of the show. And it failed. And they wrote they did a documentary about why it failed.
Was it just because there was too much talent, like too much ego?
No, it was more of like they didn't want to do mainstream SNL stuff. They wanted to go away from it. And
it's not what the people
prime time ABC with Home Improvement as its lead-in was not looking for that.
Yeah.
So you had Home Improvement as its lead-in, and then you had the Dana Carvey Show, which was kind of more of like almost like a Chappelle type skit show.
I gotcha.
And they just weren't ready for it. So it was a pretty funny documentary. I had no idea that many people were involved in it, you know? So I love documentaries. If you have a good one for me, text us 704-570-9595. I'm always looking for good documentaries. Today's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. So that's good news for me. I'll be into that. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Welcome to your Wednesday.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorenz on KISS 95.1.
Getting some nice documentary recommendations. Text it to me at 704-570-9595. 919 says my boyfriend watched the documentary on the Bee Gees and loved it. I already saw that one. It is really good.
Nicole gave me that Dr. Death the other day on our podcast that we, our rap party that we did.
Is that a documentary?
Yeah, Nicole, it's a documentary, right? Or no, it's based on a true story.
Well, it's not based. It is a true story. And there's a scripted series on Peacock with Alec Baldwin, Christian Slater, but then they also have a four-part docu-series with the actual doctors, with the actual survivors and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll check that.
Crazy.
919 also says the Paul McCartney documentary is really good. Outer Banks, it's not a documentary,
yes,
but it is an amazing show. My cousin, who is like 3 years older
Pope
than me,
for life,
was like all about Outer Banks. Yeah, I should get into that. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hate to say this, bud, but he might be a little too old for it.
But I just said that my cousin, who's 3 years older than me, likes it.
Yeah, I mean, it is good. It's confusing because it's called Outer Banks, but it's not in Outer Banks. It's in Charleston.
Right, but it's a show about the Outer Banks.
No, it's not really about the Outer Banks.
Oh, no?
No, it's about, like, treasure, finding gold.
Well, there's a reality show about, it's a reality show about that on, I think, the History Channel, where they've been looking for gold forever. You know, they want the big haul.
Mm.
And every episode, they're closer and closer, and then they get surprised when it's not where they thought it was going to be. All right. Well, yeah, I hear good things about Outer Banks. I think my cousin just likes the boys in it.
Are they hot?
I mean, it's an all-around attractive cast. They're in their 20s, though.
That's why I used to watch Vampire Diaries. I could have watched it on mute. But all the boys were hot.
All right, we'll do a quick break when we come back. Obviously, yesterday the big news was Simone Biles winning bronze. Well, last night, before they had the 15-hour replay of her winning the bronze on NBC primetime, for the people that don't watch, you know, watch it live or didn't catch it during the week, during the day, Taylor Swift did a new promo, Olympic promo, and it's pretty good. We'll listen to it together coming up next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorenz on KISS 95.1.
Simone Biles was all the rage yesterday, right? She won a bronze. And Taylor Swift voiced a Tokyo Olympics commercial about the women's gymnastics team. And then she recently just did another one, which aired ahead of the balance beam competition last night, in which Biles won the bronze. Mm-hmm. Here's a little bit of it, just to give you a little vibe of what's going on, Loren, with Taylor Swift and Simone Biles, the love fest they have. And then I'll read you the tweets that they shared with each other.
All right.
All right. Okay, here we go.
What do we want from our heroes? What do we expect from them? What do we need from them? What happens when they surprise us?
And that was not what was planned. Just doubting herself somewhere.
When you have the attention of the world, everything you do takes on a bigger meaning. It can be a heavy burden.
Nobody knows what it feels like except for Simone Biles.
It's got to be a lonely place at times.
I just wanted you to know.
A chance to change everything.
Put mental health first because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
Throughout the last week, her voice has been as significant as her talents. Her honesty as beautiful as the perfection that had long been her signature. But don't you see? It still is. She's perfectly human. And that's what makes it so easy to call her a hero. Simone Biles, back on the beam in Tokyo.
Chills?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit, right?
Yeah.
So.
I think Taylor Swift has done a lot of promo stuff for the Olympics in the past, too. And, like, my mind not only goes, wow, that's a really powerful message, but then I go, who picked up the phone at 2 a.m. and was like, I got an idea for a commercial, you know, and we've got to get Taylor Swift on board. And yeah. This is, you know.
I have to guess that maybe Taylor Swift and her camp were out in front of this and said, let me
do
something.
You think they went to them?
Yeah. No?
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No,
yeah.
But I think she jumped on it when given the opportunity.
I like how jaded we are. We just listened to something beautiful about Simone Biles dealing with mental health issues, getting back on the balance beam and winning bronze. And we're like, who reached out to who to produce that?
But this is why I think it's so great, because I think the network had an opportunity to shine light on it.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to do that.
Yeah. Well, she did
and
another one before.
So
this
cool
was her
too.
Second. This was T-Swift's second one. So Simone Biles tweeted to Taylor Swift, I'm crying. How special. I love you, Taylor Swift. In which T-Swift fires back, I cried watching you. I feel so lucky to have gotten to watch you all these years. But this week was a lesson in emotional intelligence and resilience. We all learned from you. Thank you.
That's cool.
So a nice little back and forth between T-Swift and Simone Biles. All right, let's do, I meant to ask you yesterday, wedding gift etiquette. Can you educate me on it?
Can you
educate me? And then I have a question for you about our wedding gift etiquette, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Is the MRL Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Yes, no, Roy, he is on vacation, enjoying his summer vacation. He'll be back with us next week. Still to come 7 a.m. this morning. Big announcement on the show. Someone who's part of the show, who's not Roy, or Loren for that matter, is leaving the show. We'll get into that at 7 a.m. this morning. Loren, wedding gift etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
If you get invited to a wedding, you then have to buy a gift for the bride and groom, even if you don't make the wedding. Is that correct? Is that etiquette? And by the way, if you want to chime in on this and tell us the etiquette as well, or what your thoughts are, 704-570-9595. If you get invited to a wedding, are you supposed to send a gift?
I think it depends on how close you are to that person. Like, if you're wondering, like, how did I get an invitation in the first place? I feel like you don't have to get a gift.
That's kind of the position that we're in. My wife and I were invited to a wedding of a friend of hers who is finally getting married. She's like 39 years old and dated this guy forever, on again, off again. And she's like, Amanda goes, you'll never guess who he got an invitation for the wedding. And I was like, my second cousins are now getting married, you know, my cousin's kids. And she's like, no, you know, Natalie. And I go, is she marrying Adam? Yes. What? I thought they were broken up. Yeah, apparently they're back together. So we jumped immediately onto socials and they're together. Then there's a gap of pictures where they're not with each other. And then now they're back together again and they're getting married. Well, we're not going to make it to Memphis for this wedding.
Right.
And Amanda's like, we still have to send a gift. And I was like, word? What? We do? Like, can't we just send a decline and a good luck?
How close is Amanda to this person? I mean, it sounds like they're decently close.
Yeah, I mean, and I knew Adam. Like, we were kind of friendly with them when we lived there. But that was, like, 10 years ago. I haven't seen him in 10 years.
Oh.
If I passed him in the airport, I'd probably have to be like, oh, hey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Amanda says, forget it. If you get invited to the wedding, the right thing to do is to send a gift. And so we're going to do it. Then that got me thinking, I cannot remember for the life of me, the Aaron situation, our old video producer.
I sent gifts from all of us.
What did we send?
It was stuff on their registry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
We didn't go.
No.
We were invited. You sent a gift.
Mm-hmm.
What makes that different than what Amanda and I are doing?
I guess nothing.
Right?
Yeah, because we sat here and we were like, wait, how did we even get invited to this wedding? You're right.
Yeah.
But I have been invited to weddings that I couldn't make and I didn't send a gift.
And you have a year, I think, to send the gift.
Say 6 months.
I agree. I mean, I think you should send it within 6 months. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, you have a year to send a gift. I think that's the wedding etiquette, too, if I remember right. So we did send what did we send him? Blender?
I can't remember. I want to say it was like a couple kitchen things, like maybe an appliance and then some.
You signed my name to it?
Yes, good. I signed everyone's name.
Well, yeah, everyone's name, including mine.
Yes.
Nicole's?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep, from the whole show.
All right. I think it's funny. I wonder, by the way, we're not going to the wedding, but I wonder if anybody has a good reason why they're not going to someone's wedding. Like, if you get invited to a wedding and it's not a date conflict for you and it's not a geographical conflict for you where it's like, you know, I'm not flying to Seattle for a weekend wedding.
Right.
Like, what other reasons would you not go to the wedding?
I love weddings.
I do, too.
Well, you didn't want to go to Aaron's.
It was a dry wedding in the middle of the summer in Columbia at 12 noon. We're not going. Let's not go through this again.
Okay.
What was the reason why you didn't go to someone's wedding? 704-570-9595. All right, maybe we're drama fishing this morning nice and early, but there's got to be a reason. You didn't like the bride. You didn't like the groom. You didn't believe in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was an ex, and you were like, I'm not going to go see my ex get married. I told you my high school sweetheart wanted to invite me to her wedding.
Did you send her a gift?
I told her not to invite me, so she never officially invited me.
Oh, okay. See, I don't think in that situation you need to send a gift.
In which? What do you mean?
If your high school ex or whoever, an ex, invites you to a wedding and you don't want to go, don't send a gift either.
Like, they invited you.
I don't care. I'm not going to go and watch you get married. I'm surely not going to send you a gift.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I see what your point is, but that's not the now you're going against the etiquette.
I am. But I'm petty, so.
you would think that, like, your ex is just asking for a gift from you. They know you're not going to go, and they're like, I'll just get a gift from this person.
I would think that they were trying to rub it in my face that they were getting married, especially if they got married ahead of me, and then I definitely wouldn't go.
704 said, my husband's groomsman dropped out the Tuesday before our wedding, so we decided not to go to his wedding a few months later. Little payback.
Mm-hmm.
828 says the bride keyed my car because I got new friends a year prior.
Oh, my gosh. That's aggressive.
All right. Why didn't you go to the wedding? 704-570-9595. We'll get into that. And I also, we've been holding on to this article. We'll open up the Bridezilla Chronicles while we're talking weddings coming up next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We were talking about reasons why you didn't go to a wedding. It's shocking to me how many people texted and said that the reason why they didn't go to the wedding was because they either moved furniture with the bride or groom before the wedding.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let me just pick one. Let's see. I declined a wedding because it was my boyfriend's ex-wife's cousin's wedding. And then someone said, I didn't go because I moved furniture with his wife in the past.
Ooh.
Another 704 said I moved furniture with the groom 3 weeks before the wedding. I felt bad, so I couldn't go.
Yep, that would do it.
Now, if you moved furniture with the groom 3 weeks before the wedding, does that make you the stripper? No. I mean, the timeline fits, right?
No, okay. That doesn't make you the stripper.
Lauren, there's never a bad time to open up the Bridezilla Chronicles. We always love hearing about these crazy brides. What do you got this morning?
Yeah, this bride, she got slammed for her ridiculous demands list to her bridesmaids. And here's some of the things that are included on the list. That the bridesmaids must have all tattoos covered up, not only with their dress, but if they are visibly showing, they need to put makeup on them.
We've heard of that before.
Mm-hmm. The bridesmaids must keep their nails short and must be painted in the same Etsy color ballet slippers. No tanning is allowed. If a bridesmaid wears glasses, they are expected to have contacts the day of the wedding or just go without. So you can stand up there, but you can't see anything.
Oh, my gosh.
If the bridesmaid has long hair, it must be cut shorter than the bride's on day of wedding.
Are you agreeing with any of these?
No.
Okay.
I might be able to get down with, like, the nail, like, the manicure thing.
But that should be a fun thing. Like, hey, we're going to get a manicure the day before. We're all getting the same color. Here's what I want. I got that.
The bride also demanded that the bridesmaids not get engaged or pregnant before the wedding. Because she does not want them to steal her thunder.
Okay.
So not even the day of.
That should go without saying.
No, you can't ask somebody not to get engaged, especially a bridesmaid. Like, half the time, you don't know the engagement's coming.
Yeah, but the bridesmaids, have you ever heard of this happening?
Yeah.
Where somebody got engaged right before they were in a wedding party?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Usually they're like, no, now's not the time. This week's not about me. This week's about my bestie.
No, she's saying all together. Like, from now until the wedding, you are not allowed to get engaged.
Oh, I thought she said a couple days before.
No.
All right.
Well, this is pregnancy issues.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then finally, the last one is that they needed to lose weight. So that they all had to be within a certain BMI before the wedding.
That's always a good one. What, are you going to have a scale and tell your friends to step on the scale? Oh, my God.
People get really caught up in, like, this perfect vision that they've had since they were a little girl.
I feel like the more complicated you make your list of do's and don'ts for your bridesmaids, the less chance of your wedding, of your marriage working and your wedding working out.
Oh, because you're very controlling.
Yeah, I'm very picky. And it's like, the more picky you are, you're talking about putting all these pictures up in a house and the marriage is only going to last like 2 years and you'll never put the pictures up again.
You can't use them.
You can't use them.
You know, this, my aunt, her son got married and divorced and she still reposts pictures from his wedding on Facebook. And I'm like, Rox, you can't do that.
He's divorced now?
Yeah.
What does she say underneath the, like, a beautiful day?
She's like, I look really good in the picture, so I would repost them. I'm like, no.
It was my wedding day, damn it. I looked good. Never mind my son who's now
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boys.
Yo, what's good? I'm 24K Golden.
What's up? It's Doja Cat.
Hey, I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
So someone who has been part of the MRL Morning Show for the last couple years, a big part of the show, lots of stories revolved around them. We knew that the end was coming. We just didn't know when exactly. And now, Lauren, you have an official date of when someone who has been an influential part of the show for the last few years is leaving.
Yeah. Lena finally got her flights.
Lorenz au pair Lena, who has given us so much great content over the last 4 years. 3 years, probably, right?
Two and a half. Yeah.
I screwed up that timeline, Elena. That's how long it's felt.
It does feel like she's been with our family forever. And it's just because she immediately fit right in here. So I'm trying not to cry. I'm sorry. So to know that it was coming and then to finally, like, get the dates and the time and, like, envisioning her getting on a plane is really, really difficult.
She is such a superstar on the show. People love Elena. People remember the first time you hired her and you went to the airport with the big sign.
And I was so nervous.
You were. We talked about it on the air and she was listening and she's like, oh my God, I'm nervous too.
Yeah, and people were calling in and telling me what a nightmare experience they'd had.
With their au pairs? Yeah. I forgot we did that.
Remember? But it turned out so good. Like people were calling in and was like, oh, our au pair wrecked our car. We had to get rid of her, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, this could be like so strange to have somebody come and live in your house that it's not part of your family. But I mean, like I said, she immediately fit right in. And it's so hard for me because not only has she become my best friend, but she's Cash's like person.
Mm.
And that to me is the most heartbreaking thing. Like the fact that he won't have her.
Mm.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Now I'm tearing up.
And like I said, we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, one of those things. And you're like, well, this is what we signed up for. You know, you don't expect to fall in love with somebody the way that you do.
And a lot of people might not know the reason why yesterday was a big deal when Loren found this out is because there was a very open-ended departure window. And it was like either between this date and like the end of September.
Right.
And they came down, and it's going to be sooner than later.
Yeah.
Now, people are texting us. 704 says, tell her I will marry Elena so she can stay.
I would love to marry Elena off. I really, really would. And I have tried multiple times with multiple people, and Elena is not down for it. I've even offered to marry her.
Yeah. I would love to have her on the wrap party today.
Yeah.
Where we could talk to her a little longer, a little more unfiltered, you know, get through some things. So we'll talk to her today or tomorrow on the wrap party and get Elena's goodbye to us here. But is she excited to go back?
I think there's a part of her, like her grandmothers aren't doing great. So she feels like she has to go home to see them. But I think obviously she would stay here in a heartbeat if she could.
Yeah.
And we've already talked about her like coming back for Christmas. If the United States is open from Italian travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, I told her, I was like, literally you can come whenever you want. Like just know that we have an open door policy and that you're family and you'll always be welcome here.
Yeah. I mean, from the first night that we met her, we played Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, my God.
And had to tell her what one card meant. That was such a savage card.
So savage.
And she was like, what? We're like, yeah, welcome to the U.S.
Yeah.
And then up till like just 2 weeks ago, you know, she was getting thousands of people following her adventures as she went across country with a stranger in a van. I mean, that's our Elena.
Yeah.
Now, I know she's your Elena for your family, but I feel like the MRL show has fallen in love with Elena as well. And when we were at our MRL show, Truist Field Takeover for the Knights game on Thursday night last week,
people came just to see Elena.
Somebody came up to me and goes, I didn't know where you guys were, but I spotted Elena right away. Can I get a picture with her? How many people took pictures with your au pair on Thursday? Yes.
Yeah. So. She just, I mean, even when she first got here, she's so vivacious and she's got such a great personality that even with a language barrier at the very beginning, and obviously her English has gotten so good now, we joke that she has an American accent, but like even with a language barrier, she's so warm and so vivacious that she just, I mean, won everyone over.
She attracts people. Like, people are attracted to conversation with her.
Yes.
So that's nice. Yeah. All right, now, as we say goodbye to Elena, there's a question we have to ask.
I'm not ready.
I'll see if I can get out of her coming up after Lil Nas X, y'all.
MRL! Hey! Listen to you every morning.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
MRL!
Are you available to be an au pair or a nanny? Loren would love to have you. Come on, drunk guy would be funny.
Yeah, only if he yells like that. Kirsten!
Jackson!
For everything.
Kirsten!
704 texted and said, well, Angry Frank needs a job. What about him for your au pair? No, Cash, no. You don't need anything from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he's been. We reached out to Angry Frank and he hasn't hit us back. Maybe we'll get an update from him one day. 704 texted in and said, been listening since the beginning. I'm 46. Always listen to country music, but love y'all's show. Mm-hmm. If one of you leave the show, I will not make it. On a good note, Elena could be safe for entering back into the country when she leaves.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that say that they can try and help you, but the problem is, we've said it 1,000 times, the hours mm-hmm. that Loren would need you when Dallas travels is basically 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, and yeah. Dallas is about to kick okay. it back up again.
All right, that's good news. it's fantastic
like,
to hear.
You're like, stop with all your good yeah, news over there.
It's enough today.
Okay.
Something crazy. So, you know, I told you my family came in last week. My aunt's been here to see my mom's sister, has been here for 2 weeks, and her daughter came in, who's like basically like my sister. My cousin's like my sister, and my other brother came in from Chicago, and we were all together this weekend, and we've done it a couple times. It's nice to get everybody together, especially since, you know, certain people in my family are in their twilight years. You know, we try and get together and see each other as much as we can. And my aunt came, like I said, 2 weeks ago, and she was due to leave Monday. Well, with American and some other airlines, Southwest and I think Spirit Air, they've because of weather and technical issues, have had to cancel a bunch of flights. My aunt didn't even make it to the airport for her Monday morning flight. On Sunday night, she was notified that her flight was canceled and she's been rebooked for the Tuesday flight same time.
Okay.
Okay.
So call if there's any changes.
So she's going to leave the next day. So she says, screw it. Everybody is staying until Wednesday. I'll just leave Wednesday when everyone leaves. That was yesterday. And they said, no, we can't book you on that, but we can keep your Tuesday flight. So she said, okay. So yesterday morning, she had a 8 a.m. flight. The limo never showed up to pick her up.
The limo?
Well, yeah, my dad would order her a car service.
Okay.
What's he going to do, drive her to the airport? My dad doesn't know how to hit the highway.
I don't know, but you guys better never give me crap for being bougie ever again, because the one thing that I have never done is have a limo pick me up at my house to take me to the airport.
Let me rephrase.
Why would you even
say
that?
Car service. They don't. My mom and dad don't know how to Uber. Okay? Okay. They have a car service they use if they ever go to the airport when they used to.
Okay.
I don't know if the guy showed up in a limo or not. Can't we just call it the car service a limo?
Okay. Yeah.
The guy never showed up, though. So my aunt never made her flight. So she had to postpone it again until today.
Nobody could figure out how to get her to the airport.
I just got a text message that flight has been changed. And now she leaves at 2 o'clock today.
Listen.
Are we in a Mercury retrograde?
I don't know, but I have family who goes to see my mom in Florida and then doesn't leave for like 2 months. So I just think that maybe your family is trying to stay.
I don't know. Okay, we're not in a retrograde right now. June 22nd was the last one, and there's another one on September 27th. The retrograde means it's going to screw up with any travel you have. Any communication needs to be double and triple check.
When does it start?
September 27th.
Okay.
And lasts to August 18th. And there was just one that went through May 29th through June 22nd. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, let's play Can't Beat Loren. That we can do safely and without any tears and without any sadness. We can try and beat Loren with 5 pop culture questions.
Unless I lose, because then I will cry. I'm a glass case of emotions this morning.
Loren's got 69 wins. Will she make it to 70? We'll find out. Maybe you'll stop her. Free cheer wine for a year if you beat her. Call now. Let's get you going. 704-570-9595. CBL next.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Rocky, welcome back to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, good morning. How are you feeling today, Loren?
I'm in a glass case of emotions. Just got a date that my au pair is leaving for sure now.
Stop trying to kiss up to Rocky so he doesn't beat you.
Feel bad for me, Rocky. Let me win today. I need a notch in my belt. I'm just kidding.
You got 69 notches.
The reason I called today is because of how you're feeling. So I figured this is my best shot.
Okay. All right. Rocky, let's see how you're doing. Can't be Loren.
All right. All right. So, Lorraine, it's time for you to get out of the studio and grab a tissue.
I'm going.
Now, before you leave, I will say there's one that either both of you will get wrong or one of you will get wrong and one of you will get right.
Good.
See ya.
Bye.
Lorraine walking out of the studio, slumbering out of the studio. You're heartless, Rocky, I got to say, and I love it. Good for you. All right, here we go. We're trying to give away free Cheerwine for a year. Thanks to the people at Cheerwine for hooking that up as our grand prize. We haven't given out more than five probably in a lifetime of Cheerwine. So here we go. Simone Biles took home the bronze medal in the balance beam final at the Olympics yesterday. What city are the Olympics taking place in?
Tokyo.
Dax Shepard's wife is on the same page with Mila and Ashton's bathing habits that we talked about last week. Who is Dax's wife?
Kristen Bell.
Jason Momoa called out a reporter after asking him if he regretted playing Drago on what HBO hit show?
Game of Thrones.
Question number four. American Idol has judges and they're set to return for season five. Those include Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and which country star?
Luke Bryan.
Question five. This comedian has a new talk show that premieres tomorrow on the Peacock app. Miley Cyrus, Don Cheadle, and Kelly Clarkson will be the first three guests. What comedian are we talking about?
This is the one you were talking about, isn't it?
Yep. Three. Two.
Kevin Hart.
Come on in, Lorraine.
I just see you through the window partying, so I assume that Rocky got them all correct.
He got them all correct, including, at the last minute, the one that I think is the hardest.
Okay.
Here we go. All Simone right. Biles took home the bronze medal in the balance beam final of the Olympics yesterday. What city are the Olympics taking place in, Lorraine?
What city?
Three. Two.
Tokyo.
Yes.
Okay.
Dax Shepard's wife
is... Sorry, I freaked myself out there. You freaked me out already. Okay, go ahead.
Dax Shepard's wife is on the same page with Mila and Ashton's bathing habits that we talked about last week. Who is Dax's wife?
Kristen Bell.
Jason Momoa called out a reporter after asking him if he regretted playing Drago on what HBO show?
Game of Thrones.
We have American Idol judges, and they're set to return for season five. Those include Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and what country star?
Luke Bryan.
Question five. This comedian has a new talk show that premieres tomorrow on the Peacock app. Miley Cyrus, Don Cheadle, and Kelly Clarkson will be his first three guests. What comedian are we talking about?
Kevin Hart.
How do you know that?
Because it's my job.
Do you know what the show is called? Heart to Heart.
Heart to Heart, yeah.
With Kevin Hart. Good job. Wow, Rocky. I thought we had her. I thought you were going to beat her 5-3. How about that?
Dude, I don't know what happened that first one.
We only watch the Tokyo Olympics in here every day.
I know. I freaked myself out, Rocky.
I was watching the Olympics last night with my wife, and I was thinking about y'all, because I know every time y'all get up in the morning, that's what y'all are doing.
Mm-hmm. We're watching table tennis right now. Yeah. Here.
All right, Rocky, let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Okay, well, Lorraine, good luck with everything with your au pair. My name is Rocky. I'm in Concord. And today I could not beat Lorraine, but I will one day, but I can sure tie her.
Thanks, Rocky.
All right, have a good one, guys.
See you, bye.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Roy is out this week. He's on vacation. He'll be back with us next week. And then it's like full steam ahead, right? School's back. We got a lot of cool things to talk about coming up in the fall. Man, are we excited for 2021, the fall and winter 2021. So many cool things from the MRL show that Nicole's working on. Roy is gone. He's on vacation. Where's my Lorraine at? Where'd she go, Nicole?
My guess is she's either making a protein shake or she's in the restroom.
She said she goes, can I go make my soup?
Oh.
And I thought that meant just to like heat it up. I didn't know she was actually going to chop up the vegetables and stuff. Here she comes. Hey, do you by chance have a, I need to measure my chest.
Okay.
I need one of those.
Yeah, I actually do have one.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Here?
No, not with me. It's at home.
One. Oh, I have one at home, too. I told him I'd bring it tomorrow.
I know. So I'm doing the Men in Bras thing in October for charity.
I'm really proud of you, by the way, because I didn't think you'd do it.
Oh, I will, for sure. My mom's battling breast cancer. It came back again. She's kicking its ass again, and so I'm going to walk for her. Sorry for the swearing, but I get real when I talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need my chest measurements, so I got to do that.
Should I just let you put on my bra and then you can figure out if you're...
Hey, but why don't you, each one of you, bring your bra in and we'll measure it from there.
I don't think our bras are going to fit you.
Do you guys have the same size?
I don't know. We don't sit here and talk about our cup size.
I feel like you do.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. We don't know.
Okay. All right. Sorry for the awkwardness. I just got here. It's my first day. All right. Thanks. I need that tape though, Nicole. TikTok jail is a thing, y'all. My cousin said that her TikTok got suspended for 2 weeks because she was in a bathing suit on a diving board in a pool at her friend's pool, like dancing, you know, like a sexy fun dance.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, she got a thing that said you have violated nudity policy, but she was in a bathing suit.
Oh, somebody reported her.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
I don't...
Supposedly with TikTok. Now, I don't TikTok a whole bunch. I'm more of an Insta guy. Supposedly with TikTok, they are very, very quick to throw you in TikTok jail. 704-570-9595. Real quick, did you get thrown in TikTok jail or someone you know, maybe one of your kids did, for doing something that, quite honestly, wasn't that bad?
I mentioned to Nicole last week that I put something up and I thought I got shadow banned because it got no, like, it literally said zero for views.
That's the other reason why I hate TikTok. I just opened it and as soon as you open it,
so loud,
it blasts at you.
Yeah. And I've never had anything that didn't have zero views in like 3 days. Like, I typically get a couple hundred on
right.
my views. So I was like, I wonder why. Well, it was the video we posted on Instagram of Cash, and it was like one Monday morning hit you in the face. And my son was out in the driveway with my husband and threw a basketball up in the air, like, to try to make the basket. And it came back down and hit him in the face.
It was the funniest, saddest video.
But it was funny because he didn't get hurt. Right,
right,
like,
right,
I
right, right.
posted that if he would have gotten hurt. And afterwards, he was like, oh, sorry, sorry. And we were like, why are you sorry? But TikTok didn't like that video for whatever reason. And they shadow banned it. So then I had to, like, take it down. It was a whole thing.
You know, what'd they call it?
Shadow ban?
Shadow ban. Okay. I follow this guy. Roy turned me on to this guy. He takes video of his garbage truck route in the morning, and we watch him because he jumps on and off the truck at 100 miles an hour, dumps the stuff in, slides the garbage can over. It's the stupidest, most soothing thing to watch. And he says he got suspended. Your live stream contains a controversial content violation that's been terminated. Your live stream contains a dangerous violation. It's been terminated. And he's like, all I did was put it to the back of the garbage truck. And I tape it there like I do every time I do my TikTok. He's like, man, they throw you in jail for everything. Mm-hmm. TikTok jail. It's a real thing. 704-570-9595. Good morning, Corinne and Boone. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So would you get thrown in TikTok jail over?
It wasn't me. It's one of my really good friends. But she got thrown in TikTok jail over talking about the Disney Loungefly backpack.
Why?
She was like, we were just talking on her live about these backpacks and where they're sold, and she got banned off her live.
Did maybe they think it was supposed to be a sponsored post?
I don't think Disney does any sponsors with Loungefly, but like, they said that she could, they didn't even tell her which community guidelines she
right.
violated. They just said that they violated community guidelines.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing that we could think of is that they may think it was stolen goods, but we literally were talking about them buying off of a website.
Mm.
A reputable website.
828 texted in and said that her daughter got banned while making a video of herself cutting a kiwi. It's ridiculous. And the reason why I bring that up is because somebody else texted in and said they got banned for showing people how to cut a banana. And they said they were using a dangerous object, which means the knife is a dangerous object.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
I mean, apparently
thanks,
my
Corinne.
Basketball was a dangerous object.
Tiffany in Wilkesboro, good morning.
Hey.
Hi. So your boyfriend, he got thrown in TikTok jail for doing what?
he got his whole account like permanently banned. He's a clown for a haunted attraction, like during the holiday, during the Halloween time, and he was posting TikToks in his clown costume and mask. They banned his whole entire account permanently.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did they tell him what guideline he broke?
No, they just said you broke community guidelines and your account is permanently banned. Like, he didn't even get a warning.
No.
He was just permanently banned.
As someone who is a little uneasy around clowns, I bet that whoever saw the TikTok was also in my camp and was just like, you know what? People don't need to see this.
Yeah, he gets that a lot. He's been punched in the face before at
the
actual haunted trail. So.
Probably by Loren.
Probably.
Thanks, Tiffany. Another text message says, I am a TikTok model, and I was put in TikTok jail for a few months because I posted a sexy video in a dress. The video did have 2 million views, though.
Mm.
So, you the win upside. Some, you lose uh-huh. some. All right, we got to get to a date 'em or dump 'em. Coming up just after 8, we're going to talk to Vanessa on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS, WNKS HD1, Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
I remember I had a sash because I was the home monitor and the baby.
You wore a sash, Loren.
Yeah, but mine was because I was a nerd. You were because you're beautiful.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We got a date 'em or dump 'em coming up here in just a minute. We're going to talk to Vanessa, who spotted her guy out with someone. Now she's like, what's going on? You told me you weren't doing this. We'll get into that. Just to wrap up the TikTok conversation, a lot of people are texting in about the TikTok guidelines. Why, when you get thrown in TikTok jail, it's very vague. People are saying that it's because people injured themselves on TikTok lives and stuff. So TikTok has really made the rules on what you can post stricter. Like we heard from somebody who said they were cutting up a banana and they got banned. And they got banned because it said that they, you know,
were using a dangerous object.
Well, it said they went violated the TikTok guidelines. When they did a little more research, it was because they were using a knife.
Mm.
It's like, whoa. Let's see. 828 said that her mom's account got banned.
What did your mom do that was so bad that she got banned?
I don't know. We hit her back. She hasn't responded yet. I love that. Maybe yelling at you? Was she yelling at you? Trying to be a good mom?
I've posted a recipe before where I've been cutting something on TikTok.
Yeah, I know. I did a strawberry hack.
Yeah.
I was using a straw like a knife, but you know what? There's so many videos. It's weird who gets hit and who doesn't, you know? 910 says it's not a sponsor you're not allowed to give shout-outs to, and if you have links in your bio, you're not allowed to say, click the link in my bio. It's against TikTok guidelines.
Mm.
I don't know why it is, but it is. And then another 704 says, I was on TikTok and then went back to Instagram. Less rules. So somebody, I wish we could see that woman's video that was wearing the sexy dress that got banned for the guidelines. 2 million views she had. She listens to the show.
Yeah.
And she can't send it to us.
The MRL Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
On demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, right back with us next week. Loren, the show goes on, of course, without our buddy Roy. We wish he would be here, but he's on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do a date him or dump him.
All right.
Say good morning to Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hi.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you.
So what's going on in your world? It says here on our notes that you spotted Adam, your guy who you've been dating for 2 months, out with someone. I assume it was another woman.
Well, no, not quite. So, I was out with a friend. We were taking a walk in Freedom Park, and, you know,
I really like Adam. We've only been together a couple of months. And, you know, we've been talking about, like, taking it to the next level. But we had a conversation where, you know, we both agreed, like, we don't want kids. I'm very busy, and I travel a lot for work, and I just like to travel in general.
Okay.
But we're in the park, and we saw him, and he was with two kids. And so, you know, I walk over, and I didn't want to jump to conclusions, like, okay, maybe he's their uncle or something. But no, he has two kids from a previous relationship that I didn't know about. And they're super cute and sweet. They're both under six. And I just, you know, I love everything else about him. But, you know, what do you think? Like, is it something that, like, should I stay? Should I walk away?
So let me ask you a question. Are you hung up on the fact that he lied to you? Or are you hung up on the fact that you don't want kids and he has kids and you are not trying to be somebody's stepmom?
I think it's more like... I don't really feel like he even lied because we've been together not very long, you know, but I don't know. Maybe he could have mentioned that when we were having that conversation, but I...
Yeah, that's the spot to mention it. You're right, Vanessa, because I'm over here. I always try and look at every single date him or dump him from every angle, and I try and take the other side if I can. On this one, I can't because that was the moment to tell you. If you had the conversation about kids... And Adam didn't say, I already have two kids from a previous marriage. He just goes, yeah, I'm with you. I don't want any more kids.
Well, he didn't even say anymore. He just says, I don't want kids. Well, now you know why he doesn't want kids, because he already has kids.
Yeah.
But.
He seems to want the ones he has.
Right. Okay. But if you like Adam, I think you're going to hear, and we're going to hear from people at 704-570-9595, that says if you're not mad at him for the question that Loren just asked you for lying to you, then raising someone else's children isn't that big of a deal, I think. I've never done it, but I'm assuming we're going to get calls and get text messages from people that will say that, Ren.
She doesn't want kids either.
She said right now, didn't she?
Yeah, like eventually I want kids. But right now I just don't have anything in place to become a mother, you know, to have children. And I don't know, like I just, is he worth it, or is that even the question? Like, I don't know.
All right, let's put it out there. Date him or dump him. Here we go. Simple question, because we're already up against a break. We got to get a decision made for our friend Vanessa. Date him or dump him. Adam said he doesn't want children right now. So did Vanessa. What he failed to tell her was he already has two kids. She went for a walk in Freedom Park, spotted him with two kids, confronted him, I guess, and he came clean and said, these are my children. Should she date him or dump him? 704-570-9595. Lorraine, what's coming in on the text?
Okay, so it's pretty, honestly, it's pretty back and forth at this point. 704 texted in and said, in his defense, maybe the fact that she didn't want kids scared him and he really likes her, so he didn't want to say anything. And then 732 says, well, he didn't say he doesn't want any more kids, and that's kind of a big deal. 828 said, dump them, deal breaker. People get divorced over the desire to have kids all the time.
Here's Brandon in Lincolnton who wants to say hello. Brandon, you're on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with Vanessa. Go ahead. What do you want to say to her?
I'd just like to say that, you know, if me being a man, I wouldn't want to get somebody involved with my children if I wasn't sure we'd be together for a long time. That'd be kind of selfish to get my kids involved with a woman and 2 months later down the road or 3 months later or even 6 months later down the road, she decides she don't want to be with me.
Right, now protecting the children is what you're saying, Brandon. That's why he did it. Yeah,
absolutely. Because why would I want to hurt my children's feelings? You know, get them involved with somebody, they become the love and know who they are, and all of a sudden they're just up and out of their life again.
But you
now
can tell
relearn and relove somebody else.
Thanks, Brandon.
Tell somebody about your kids and say, listen, I'm just not ready for you to meet them.
Vanessa, what's your thoughts on that?
I think I would have been perfectly fine if he had said that.
9-0 says dump. The fact that she's even asking is answer enough. You either embrace the kids or you don't.
Somebody else said, are you 100% sure that him and his wife or significant other are separated?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, another 704 says he's married. That's why he didn't mention the kids. You caught him.
I don't know. See, now you guys on the text line are swaying me because now I think there's something else fishy going on here. I say dump him.
Vanessa, can you hang out for a minute? Can we get these commercials out of the way and then come back to you and we'll wrap this up? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, of course.
All right, date him or dump him. Vanessa met Adam. If you're just joining us, Adam and Vanessa had the conversation. They don't want to have kids, especially right now. She's traveling and he agreed. What he failed to tell her was he already has two kids, both under the age of 6. Should she date him or dump him? We'll come back and wrap this up next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mady, Roy, and Loren.
I love you guys' radio station, by the way. You guys make me laugh every morning.
On KISS 95.1.
The date him or dump him, Ren. Kind of a tricky one today. Has to do with kids.
Yeah, Vanessa is dating someone who they had the conversation. Neither of them wanted kids. And then Vanessa was at Freedom Park and saw him with two kids.
Turned out to be his kids.
Yeah.
And I think that Adam, his name is, had the opportunity to tell Vanessa that he already has kids when they had that discussion about not wanting to have kids right now. Like, hey, where do you stand? What, you know, where we really like each other here. Where do you stand on kids? Oh, you know, I wouldn't mind kids, but maybe not right now, Vanessa says. Like, right, Vanessa, you're on with us right now. Good morning again.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, you were just kind of like, I travel, I do all this stuff, and I'm not ready for kids, and maybe I won't even want kids, I think you said at one point.
Yeah, I mean, I think eventually I will.
Okay, and
not right now.
And he just agreed with you and said, right, I agree.
Yes.
That was his opportunity, Ren, to say, I have two kids right now.
I agree. And most of the texters do, too.
All right, let's say hi to Jay in Charlotte. Good morning, Jay. You're on with Vanessa.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I don't know. I just had a second kind of thought there. I mean, maybe that conversation was happening, and he's like, maybe later, but not now. And maybe he's really into Vanessa, and he's like, oh, crap, maybe she's getting scared off if I tell her I have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just clammed up and was like, not saying it, you know? Maybe not now, maybe later once I've gotten a better, you know, we've gotten more time together, let's say.
Vanessa, what do you think of that?
I mean, it sounds good, but, you know, that is the moment. Like, I don't know. Maybe he clammed up, but is that the moment to clam up? I don't.
Or a bad moment to have a bad moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jay.
I don't know, Vanessa. A lot of text messages are saying that he lied. He blatantly lied. He didn't give you the opportunity to make the decision.
I like 704. Kids are a hassle.
Enjoy life. That's what it says. Lying is a deal breaker, especially over something so big. Red flag, 704 says.
Yeah, 980, though, says, I would date him. He was protecting his children, which is what we are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
He would tell you he had kids when he's ready to. I don't know. But most of the people are saying what, Ren?
Most of the people are saying to dump him, Vanessa.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it. And I think it is. I think it's the right thing. It's just, I know it's going to be really hard.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on Date Him or Dump Him. A really unique situation, Vanessa. I would keep walking Freedom Park and see if you could find somebody without kids playing around.
A park probably isn't the best place to meet someone if you don't want children.
Good point. Get out of Freedom Park. What are you doing?
Maybe let's go to a bar. I don't know.
Start hanging out in South End more. All right. Thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. If you want to get on a Date Him or Dump Him, DM us at the MRL Show on our Insta. Give us a little bit of a situation of what's going on. Producer Nicole will get back to you, and we'll try and get you on the show ASAP.
So Charlotte, so listen. This is the MRL Show.
Being outside, warm weather, shorts, the pool, just enjoying
summertime.
All right, Ren. It's not a friend. Someone else ghosted you in your life. What's going on now?
Yeah, well, it kind of felt like we were friendly, but this is going to sound really dumb.
Hairdresser.
Kind of. The guy who does my nails ghosted me.
How?
I have gone to this guy every 2 weeks for the last, I don't know, 3 years of my life.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I feel like we know each other. We have a connection, right? Not in a relationship away, but like we talk sports, like we have a good time while he's doing my nails. And I show up to go get my nails done, and my man is not there anymore.
They just told you he's gone.
He's just gone. Like, well, did he move to another salon? Like, what? And they're like, we don't know. He's just gone. And I'm like, but he just had a baby. Like, I know so much about this guy's life, and I can't find him anywhere.
You don't have any closure.
No.
So that sucks. Never mind your nails not being done right.
I'm like, but what's happening with this house? He's doing renovations. We just talked about how the kitchen was more work than he thought.
And now he's gone. I feel for you. And why wouldn't he say anything?
I don't know. I'm like, I just saw him I was just here 2 weeks ago.
He could have said, hey, Ren, this is my last time I'm going to see you. Just right. Heads up. I'm leaving. I'm going to a different salon. I'm going back to school. Who knows?
Right.
And nobody at the salon can give you any information.
No.
You don't follow him on social media.
Nope.
He doesn't know you work here.
Nope. I'm like, I think he does know I work here. But
Nail so maybe, guy.
Yeah. So if you're listening.
Nail guy, reach out to her. You're killing my my friend, Loren.
704-570-9595. Text me. Let me know where you are now. If you're okay. And if your kitchen is finished.
To make you not feel so bad, I kind of have a similar situation. And you think the worst. We were talking about this yesterday, right?
Yeah.
You think the worst. Yeah. So for me, I got a guy named Mike who did all my maintenance work on my house. Awesome carpenter. I mean, did painting, carpentry, electricity, whatever we needed. He was there, and he was great. In fact, we had Ruby, and he got baby fever and had a child. And he's like, basically, you guys watching Ruby gave me the joys, and I wanted to have another child.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get in touch with him.
Yeah.
Mike, where are you? I text him. He doesn't text back. My wife is texting him. My dad needed some work. Nobody could get in touch with this guy.
Oh, he definitely changed his phone number.
No, I called it, and it's still like his message is there.
Oh.
But I don't think I made him mad or anything. I mean, I paid all my bills. I paid up.
He's like, you tricked me into having another kid. I never want to speak to you again.
This happened once before, and he got stuck in...
kidding.
I know. Peruvian, maybe?
Peru? Okay.
Panama? One of the Central American countries. And he went down to visit his family there, and COVID struck.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't able to get back, and he was gone for like 3 months, and I was texting, and finally he hit me. He's like, hey, I'm back. I'm all good. I'm ready to work again. And now he's gone.
Oh, so now, yeah, you definitely, I would be like, he's not here.
Who ghosted you guys? 704-570-9595. We're not talking about a friend. We're talking about somebody who offered you a service in your life, and now all of a sudden they're just gone.
I'm like, could I have got a 2 weeks notice, a heads up? Like, I might have done something fun with my nails last time.
704 texted and said, Loren, I feel you. I had a barista that I saw every day for 3 years. We had conversations, never knew where she lived, never knew what else she did outside, but we were always friendly every day for 3 years. I went in one day and she was gone.
I enjoyed our conversations so much, and now I'm just going to sit there and be bored for an hour while somebody does my nails.
First word problems for us.
I know.
Listen to us.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We can't talk in here because we're eating Twizzlers.
Both of us, too.
I just downed a Twizzler in 2 seconds. Hold on, everybody. Give me a minute.
No. I got ghosted by my nail guy.
And you don't know where he went.
I have no idea where he went. I'm like, didn't he put in a 2 weeks notice? I was just here 2 weeks ago. He didn't say anything to me.
That's the strange thing is when you went to him the last time after going to him for 3 years and he doesn't say like, hey, I won't be here anymore, or you could follow. Because if you have a hairdresser who does that, they say, hey, listen, I'm not supposed to say anything, but
right.
You can catch me at this salon. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be over there. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are saying that they got ghosted by people. My makeup artist that was going to use for my wedding ghosted me. 854 says,
"Oh, I bet." Yeah, I mean, I hope not at the last minute.
We had one trial, and then I had asked for another, and gave her my new house address. Not only did she never show up, she never answered my text again.
Mm.
That's so weird. 704 says the lady who makes my cakes for my mom for about 2 years. was just gone one day. We loved her. The cakes don't taste the same anymore.
Yeah, that's, I mean, when you develop a relationship with somebody, it's almost more, you know, about the relationship than about the service that they provide. You can get, I can get my nails done anywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can get a cake anywhere.
It's the relationship that you made with the person. Right. Like I did with my handyman, Mike, who I can't find anymore. Where are you, Mike? Hello? Testing 1, 2, Mike.
Hmm.
I mean, you can't find them. And they go on, and a lot of the people were on hold, too, who had a nail tech ghoster. Super picky.
I'm very picky, too. Like, he took me under his wing. He probably still works there, and he's just over it. He's like, whenever Lorraine comes in, just tell her I'm gone.
704 said the person that mows their yard ghosted them. Nice guy, mowed them for years. Suddenly, one day, up and gone, never saw them again.
Mm.
That's the weird thing. Avery and Concord, you got ghosted by a nail person, too.
Yes, I did. So I'm super, super picky, and I get SMS on my nails, and I'm super picky about it. So I finally found a technician that I loved, and I've been going to her for a while. And the last time I was there, I was talking about my wedding coming up. We were having a great conversation. And I was talking to her about possibly booking her, you know, in time. That way I had her to do my nails for my wedding. And I even made a joke and said, whatever you do, just don't quit before my wedding. And we were laughing and having a great time. And just under 3 weeks later, I go to make an appointment with her. And the receptionist tells me that she quit. And she would not tell me where she went. So I haven't found her since.
It's crazy. And you don't follow these people on socials.
Right.
No, yeah, so I have no idea where she is, and I'm still kind of panicking. I don't know where I'm going to go to get my nails done.
Yeah, and that's the funny line, Avery and Ren, is like, we have relationships with these people. Like, the person that said they've been going to the same barista for, like, the last 5 years, now that barista's gone.
Right.
But you never took the relationship outside of the store or outside of the service.
But you know details about their life,
Avery,
that nobody else knows.
It's very intimate. Listen, if you're a nail tech, a handy person, a lawn person, don't ghost customers without telling them what's going on in your lives, because we have hearts and we care, damn it. All right, we got to do a quick break. And then coming up after 9, this story is like one of those stories that can't be true, but the BBC is reporting it, and the BBC is a reputable source. It has to do with a guy in an anatomy class and a corpse.
Oh, okay.
All right, how's that for a tease? A guy, anatomy, and a corpse. I'll discuss with you guys after 9.
What's up? This is Ariana Grande.
Hi, it's Harry Styles.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
I gave you what they call in the business a little tease, Lorraine. I said there's a guy, anatomy class, and a corpse.
Yeah.
And this just sounds so made up, this story that I'm about to tell you. But the BBC is reporting it. And they're a real reputable source. That's like, you know, the top news over there in Great Britain. So the BBC is saying that a medical student fled his anatomy class crying after being disturbed by the corpse he was asked to work on was an old friend of his.
Get out of here.
Doesn't that sound crazy?
Oh, my God. I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
He still vividly recalls that Thursday afternoon 7 years ago when he was converging with his fellow students around three tables with a cadaver laid out on each. Minutes later, he screamed and ran. The body his group had been about to dissect was that of a friend of his of more than 7 years.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad for this person.
Listen to this. The student sent a message to the friend's family, who it turned out had been going to different police stations in search of their son.
They thought he had, like, run away or
after
something.
After he and three friends were arrested by security agents on their way back from a night out in Nigeria.
Oh.
The family eventually managed to reclaim his body before it was used as a medical cadaver.
Oh.
Isn't that nuts?
That is insanely hard to believe.
Right? So I said, here's the headline. Nigerian student shocked to see friend's body in anatomy class.
Yeah.
That sounds fake. But no, it was true. It was crazy. You want to hear a couple fun facts that popped up in 2020 and 2021?
Yeah, let's lighten the mood.
Let's lighten the mood a little bit, shall we?
Uh-huh.
This is lightening the mood music. In winter, the Eiffel Tower, the spot where Lauren likes to go to have a glass of wine every once in a while, it shrinks by 15 centimeters in the winter.
Oh, because the metal compresses?
Look at you, Brainiac.
Yeah.
Sharks can grow up to 50,000 teeth in their lifetime.
I think I've heard that before.
There's approximately 100,000 hairs on an average human head.
Mm.
Not me. I have about 20,000.
I might have more than the average.
This is a crazy one. There are far more airplanes under the sea than submarines above the water.
It's like plane crashes?
I guess, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But like, there's more planes under the sea that have crashed, like probably military jets and stuff like that, than there are subs currently at port or like above the water right now.
Huh. Interesting.
Did you know when you chew, you only chew with your lower jaw?
Yes,
yeah,
I didn't know
sense.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Your upper jaw doesn't move. Attached to your head.
More people get hurt every year through using drink dispensers than through shark attacks.
Why do I feel like Roy's a victim of that?
Yeah, Roy definitely went to get a refill and cut his hand on the metal. Here's a good one that we got to tell our friends at Cardinal Environmental Solutions. They probably already know that. Our pest control company.
Mm-hmm.
A cockroach can live up to 9 days without its head.
Is that... That's serious?
Yeah, it's on this. This is from Fun Facts 2021 and 2020 from shortfunny.com. Mm. Elephants are the only mammals that can't jump.
Okay.
I like that fact.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, there's so many of them.
I know. I was like, you got any more for me?
Yeah.
Give me one more.
All right, more people get attacked every year by a cow than a shark.
That's funny.
Right? People. So when is the Discovery Channel going to start doing Cow Week? Never mind Shark Week. We need Cow Week.
I just want to say I love you guys. I just want you to know that.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I love you guys.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
As we wrap up another day without Roy, he'll be back with us next week on vacation this week. We go to Lauren to find out what's happening in Hollywood before we get out of here for the day.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift, she just had another promo come out for the Olympics, and this one is geared toward Simone Biles, and it was a love fest between Simone and Taylor on social media as well. Really cute, back and forth between the two of them.
She said, I'm crying. How special. I love you. That's what Simone Biles said. And then
yeah.
T. Swift said, I cried watching you. I feel so lucky to have gotten to watch you over these years. But this week has been a lesson in emotional intelligence and resilience. We all learned from you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
That promo that Taylor Swift cut, by the way, is up at kiss951.com. I checked that a little while ago.
Yes. The other thing that is up at kiss951.com is Camila Cabello's new trailer for Cinderella.
If Nicole said it looked
that.
Good.
Yeah, she did say it looked really good. And meanwhile, there are...
Back up. Sorry. Before we move forward.
Yes.
Trailers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good stuff coming out.
Yeah, there is.
Ghostbusters has a new movie coming out with... Did you see the trailer for
it?
No. Okay.
It's not really my genre, though.
Paul Rudd's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ghostbuster kids are in it. It's like Egon's son in the video. You know, Egon's the nerdy Ghostbuster. In the trailer, Egon's like, all my uncle gave me was this crappy house with a bunch of old cars. And they look in the barn and they find Ecto-1.
Hmm.
And it's all beat up and like covered. That looks good.
Okay. The Venus
King
and Serena
Richard,
Williams movie looks really good.
Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
King Richard about Richard Williams, Venus and Serena's dad. That looks good.
Yep.
Top Gun 2 in November. Cannot wait for that.
Nicole and I were watching trailers the other day in here and everything. Like, we were like, oh, we got to see that. We got to see this.
I cannot wait for all these movies to come out.
Me neither.
All right,
go ahead, new Lady Gaga Gucci movie, I like, don't drop a trailer and make me wait 6 months. Like that, I like already put it on my calendar that when I should be getting like screening dates.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Also, President Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama celebrated his 60th birthday.
Yes.
And he planned a huge celebration in Martha's Vineyard.
That's right.
The guest list included Oprah, Michael Jordan, George Clooney.
Me. Don't forget I was there.
The Roots performed.
President Clinton.
Uh-huh. So did John Legend. I'm trying to think who else was on there.
I saw that he cut the guest list down, though, because of COVID.
Yeah.
He had COVID concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So there were supposed to be like 700 people. He cut it down, I read.
It was like, I want to say it was like 470 after that.
Whatever. But, outside, fully vaccinated, go for it. Yeah. Do whatever you want.
So speaking of COVID, Jennifer Aniston she just told magazine that she's cut, Style magazine, that she's cut people out of her life because they're not vaccinated.
Who?
Jennifer Aniston said that.
Cut who out of their life?
Some people.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't very specific. Gotcha. She just said if they weren't vaccinated, she's not going around them right now, that, you know, she will eventually once this whole thing is over. But she's been very public on her social media encouraging people to wear a mask and get vaccinated.
You can go listen to the Rap Party podcast to hear someone who lied to Loren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About the vax. That's up now. We did that yesterday. Go check it out wherever you listen to podcasts. The Rap Party.
Yes. Also, like I said, that new trailer for Cinderella is up there. And the Taylor Swift release of the commercial for the Olympics. Both great things to watch.
For Simone Biles.
Yes.
It's all up now at kiss951.com. If you missed anything, you can go find it wherever you listen to your podcast. The replay should be up anytime after 10 this morning. Thanks to everyone. War of the Roses is tomorrow at 7:50. We got to talk about Loren's photo shoot. I feel like we never really talked about that.
We really didn't.
I want to get into that.
Now that I can talk about it.
I also have to tell you an awkward question that I asked my wife during her busy afternoon, and it's kind of embarrassing, so I bailed on it today. But I'll do it tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. We'll see everybody. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.